Hi, Sunshine. Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How many children are you living with you? How many children are living with you attending kindergarten? Two? Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, sorry. Kindergarten? Zero.
No, zero. Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Oh, two.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
46.
46, thank you. And how do you describe your gender, man, woman, or non-binary?
Male.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race?
White.
Thank you. And what are the grades that your children currently are in?
7th grade and freshman in high school.
And freshman, okay. All right, thank you. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic
public
church?
Public school.
Oh, thank you.
Public school.
Thank you. And you mentioned you had a child in the 7th grade. Now, the following questions will be about this child, okay? This child's school.
Okay.
First, which of the following best describes the school where your 7th grade child is enrolled this year? A public school ran by school district, a public charter school?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Number one, yep.
When it comes to the 7th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your 7th grade child reading at a level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you. Has your 7th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
I don't think so, but who knows, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Which of the following do you use to understand your 7th grade child's progress in reading this and writing?
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry to do this to you. I've been waiting for this call from my wife. I'm going to have to hang up with you.
Okay,
I really
apologize.
Back.
I can call you back. Not a problem.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
All right, thanks.